Shir Nun Vav Nino Yerodeh continued Chof El Hitoshim and Beis Tamei 98 on Wednesday.
The usual thing is that it's coupled with Agoshe, and she is not aware of Agoshe, so Melee, the Rambam and Al Mosei, we can attribute it to the Ma. But so even over there where she had to be shut down, certainly here, when she didn't have it to shut down, just in the shut down, what is it?
I
Shir Nun Zayin Nido Yoredeh Chaf Beis El Hitoshim Mem Beis September 10th, 1982 on Friday.
We have to discuss Wednesday. I had to meet a plane, so I didn't start. Just went over at a certain time. Now, first of all, in Simon Kutzichet, Sifid Aleph. So that chart, I mean, I didn't want to spend time, but it's not so simple. The chart doesn't say anything itself. It just mentions what the Yotzer says and what the documentation says. Now, Sifid Aleph. Let's go over Sifid Aleph again. The Mechaber says, in connection with a woman whose mochi are dropped, and then pieces are discharged. So according to this Mechaber side, she's only Tehiro if there is no dam, liquid dam, dripping by itself. But pieces, particles, with clefts and with drops, and in the clefts, drops of blood at the shop. So then she say, oh, but if blood, I mean, drips out just like that by itself, not together with tiches, so then she smells. That's how it is yourself. The Rambam says, a few words of them, meaning just blood drips, uncoupled with particles. So she's also there. But let's now see what the Mechaber says. So Mechaber says, Isha Shedeka Mokya Shalom, Uchinichtich is both on it when they are hit in Teiro, the who, Shediki Lachatich is the Mayim Pushri, the Loy Minuchu, the Dabkir is the Stamay, do you see that? Oh, the who, Shedik Lachatich is the Mayim Pushri, the Loy Minuchu. So here the Mechaber passes it as another portion. But in the Bishyose, he's not so sure about it. Yes, it's up. Now let's see the Lashon of Beis Yosef here. In Simen Kuf Techet. Oh. The Beis Yosef is the second line from the end of the column. Dach Mem Tes, in Simen Kuf Techet, Dach Mem Tes on the day, the second line from the end of the column. The Yireh, the Maise Zeder of the Shimshen, בשהיד להחתיך את המים פושב ולא ימוכו ולויקה הוליקה למיך השם כולון או יודם כופו כבסמוך וייצא ממנו בצורסבר יקניקוי פייסיסה ומיו אפשר בשם הוכה שהויניקה בהם שנחתיך את פוסו אלא שהויבסיך מדם ופרוי הפלוי So first of the Joseph said that when is Rabbi Shimshon Matthew Isha Shenokha Mokya Shalom, and Dam is Yeti. According to the Yosef, it means Chtiche Stanis, particles are discharged, and it's Pluya, and in the clefts, in the coin, there are drops of blood. So when is Rav Shimshon Mitayeh, only if the same particles the 10 drops of blood, so were dumped in lukewarm water, and it didn't dissolve. So that's a raya that the particle is a brio kadosh. It's a separate entity. It's not congealed, dry blood. But suppose that the same particles, so are dissolved, so then it's a raya that it's congealed blood. So then she's asur, the body. That's what he said. Shemu kulo yedam kofukulitom. The hayyitzim men, the tzuras mila can increase the size. So that's one alternative to jump. Then the job is said, Umiyo ekshe adishame hoche, sheo yonika bohem shemu kofukulitom. Now she heard you of the silichon da, u peluye pluyitom. So in other words, and as a matter of fact, the second alternative, he says, what bearing does this aloche have here? Over there, where a woman discharges, let's say, certain pieces, like red insects, I mean, rings, all kinds of things. So there, we are hinting. So over there, we are not dealing with a woman whose womb dropped into the vaginal canal. I mean, she is a normal woman, except that she has this kind of a discharge. So then, the halacha is, we have to dump these pieces, the rings, the yatchushin adumi, in lukewarm water and see whether it dissolves or it doesn't dissolve. If it dissolves, it's a raya that it just dried up blood, and it did dry that blood, and how did the discharge take place? In the regular way, except that it was a solidified thing. All right, so. So she discharged it in the form of a salve. But originally it was blood. So that means that the discharge took place the regular way, except that it was a solid piece. But originally it was blood. And it's of menstrual origin too. Some of the male she is male. Mashaikin here we have a special circumstance. That the womb dropped into the vaginal canal. So what? Why should we have to dump it in lukewarm water? Why should we have to dump it in lukewarm water? So these ladies, of course, according to the Tashite, then it certainly should be muter. Even we don't have to dissolve it in water, because we know that's nekar hamokeh. We know how the bezachit. We know from the Zachit. And according to the Taz, the reason that she's saying, oh, even if she has a regular flow, a regular menstrual flow of menstrual origin, so still she's saying, oh, because it's an unnatural. It's an unnatural flow. That's not the way a woman menstruates when the womb drops down. So the male, even if it is congealed blood, because according to the Taz, So even if there is just a discharge of blood, liquid blood, uncoupled with pieces, so she stay on. So if the discharge consists of pieces that had drops of blood adhering to the surface, so why should she be asura just because it was dissolved? Because according to the Ramah and the Taz, even if just blood drips out, just blood uncoupled with pieces, so she stay on. Because Mako, as Ramo says, or the Taz says, because it's an unnatural reading, whatever the reason. So why should the case where she has a discharge of particles, not blood, pure and simple, but a discharge of particles with drops of blood adhering to the surface of the particles, be more homo just because we find out that it's congealed blood? It shouldn't be more humble than blood mamish, not congealed blood, liquid blood, so it's also a death. So in other words, according to the Ramah and the Taz, so it goes without saying that we don't have to dump the particles in lukewarm water and see whether it dissolves or not dissolves. We don't have to do it, and if we did do it, and the did dissolve, it's still modern. Because what could the dissolving prove? That it's congealed blood, that the real it was liquid blood. But even if she drinks liquid blood, she's madam. So how can this be, Muhammad? But the Bishyot, if she suffers, if the Bishyot is the green in the sheet of the Tal, if the Bishyot is the green in the sheet of the Ramo, even of the Ramo. So you wouldn't say this thing. You wouldn't say this. But the Bishyot, if she is not like the Tal, and not even like the Ramo. The Bishyot, if she is, that if she drinks liquid blood, so then she's a soul by it. Even though the Mokya dropped into the Sahit into the Gan Canal. So Mimele, because Yosef is a Sophic, maybe even if she discharges Hatichais particles with drops of blood adhering to the surface, but see in view of the fact that in the case where she drinks liquid blood, so she's a soul, in spite of the fact that the Mokya fell, the Mokya collapsed. So maybe even in the case where she discharges particles with drops of blood adhering to the surface, but if it is dissolved in lukewarm water, so that's a raya, that it's congealed blood. So maybe the whole chatzicha could be considered like liquid blood. So then according to this Yosef, should be a seo, maybe here too. But then he says, you actually shame ochre, she will meet a ben shechtiches boso, and we'll show you seven damu to your blue. In other words, because here, so we know it was chitichas boso, she was a discharge of chitichas boso, and but there is dam adhering to the surface in the clefts in the pkoi. So the melee, even though it was dissolved, it should be returned. So he had this off. Now, but so the Bais Yosef can have this off only the Bais Yosef with Shitosef, who says that if she mamish drinks liquid blood, then she lasuo. So maybe you can have a suffix even in the case where she discharges particles with drops of blood adhering to the surface. Maybe in view of the fact that it is dissolved, that's a right, like congealed blood. So maybe it has the same, she has the same status as if she dripped liquid blood. But according to Ramor, so Os Dalet in Ramor in Darkimation says, Ufimashe Kesapti in my recount. In case I'm coming, you will just say, the Abdulu Tiki or Yodua, she is a damn couple, Raksha Mokia Neka, the Lutz Rahate or Shalim, but is that in the Hilu here. So the Ramo, the Pshita says that we don't have to dissolve it in, we don't have to dump it in lukewarm water and see whether it dissolves or not. Because even if it will be dissolved, so it will show what? That it's congealed blood. Fine, suppose she drips. Mamish blood, liquid blood. So even then she is mutar. Now, the only question is, so according to the Ramo, there is no shaila. So since the Ramo says, afilu nimroasu, afilu roasu don, kol man shachtich mitachit nishalo, teiro, italu min adam lichtich hazu, v'yadinu ba lishnek amikir amakit makiru, so he cannot disagree with the other being, v'hu shiit lachatich hazmai pushri. And the Ramo doesn't agree. But why didn't he make a comment after that piece also? That's the strange thing, I don't know. Because the Ramo definitely is right on this limitation. So he should have said, Ufima Shebiarti, a few in Hitio and Tito Akir and my Pusho Lenin Micho, Gamkinitar, Gulikora, may Miroasu Damamesh. So why doesn't he say it? But Ramo is chayli and this is the Bais Yosef. So in other words, it's not such a double portion that the Bais Yosef himself is suffering. But he are passing the chumre. But the Ramo is chayli and the Taz of course will be chayli can be. So it's not such a double portion. Now see if you dale and the shah. The who she is here to be some of. The eight in many two have barely been quick as he said. Um here have shah the shah the hoche. She will need to be shah the hoche. She will need to be shah the hoche. She will need with Akimeshi Kosaf, with Masha Kosaf, with Mayaka, you do our Yoshenekam, okay, so in King Gamkam, you are the Yosin Hain. That the Lord Tiko, you do our shame with Damkov, Raksha Mokyaneka, Louis Rahat, your Shulin, but is the Atsin Hill, you came here. Now, another thing that we saw, we didn't discuss because I was in a hurry. So, the Sifte Zayin in the Shach, Vidavke, so, in other words, the Ramo says, the Mechaba says in Sifrei, Bamed v'om amurim shim lo yimuchu, Teiro, bisman, shen yiveshim, murim shim, and dam klau. Avol nishalem shim, ruach dam, ismeo. Vio adin, smua, boi, shmuchuk tosom. Uktosom, boi, shmuchu, ismeo. Mi unir alei dinbot, kodim upon, uchufo, ma shero ato, boi, shmuchu, klau, shim, nishifo, nishik, ma shim, yireo, ahakein, kider, ve, shalu, because it were made, wein, and dam, boi, mimako, shabigufo. In a dam, that boy, the Mako should be good for. The dab could be easy, it will be better. She shall rest of the boy, Gabi Mako. So the Shah is sister died. So he will need some shimpanzee in Halikoche, the Shah's rest at the Loy. So the Tar, the Shah is massive, and the upper Abra says the same thing. And the Ramo says, that this Aloche, that if I am in show has a discharge of pieces, let's say like rings, or with missiles, or to be up to Shmadun, or like red insects. So then, and it's red, so then we have to know whether it's congealed blood, or it's something else, it's a Ibrahim Hadosh. So we have to dump these pieces in lukewarm water, and observe as to whether it is dissolved or not. If it is dissolved, it's a raya, that it's congealed blood, so is the after all. If it doesn't dissolve, it's right to bury a Kadosho. It's a separate thing. So, she's not after all the Bible. So the Rambam says that this Aloha, if she is not dissolved. So she interprets the Bible, is only true. Be Isha she is Lavesa, the Shaloi Mishas Vesto. But Isha she is Lavesa. And Mishas Vesto, then she's after all, even though it doesn't dissolve. In the same way, when she is boy, Gabi Mako will sin in Kuf Pizayin. What is mentioned, the Gabi Mako sin in Kuf Pizayin? In other words, if a woman has a sore inside, has an ulcer inside, and then she bleeds, so there are two ways, two possibilities. Either the blood emanates from the Mako, from the ulcer, or the blood emanates from menstruation. So the halacha is that if she bleeds, she has a discharge of that. And say woman who has a vessel. And she bleeds Shaloi Bishas vessel. Shaloi Bishas vessel. Then she's with Teres, because then we take it for granted. We assume that it emanates from the Markov, because not from menstruation, because it's not a period. But if she's a woman who has a vessel for guality every 25th day, and she bleeds on the 25th day, so then we cannot assume, take it for granted, that it emanates from the Mako, because after all, she expects the period, even if she didn't have the Mako, she would expect the period. So maybe that's blood from the period, menstrual bleeding, not market bleeding. Yani, the Rambam and the Rashbam, so they are major. Why? Because they hold, since usually when a woman has the period, so it's coupled with a certain abortion, a certain sensation, and here the discharge was not coupled to that akoshe, so the mele we don't have machet. But we don't pass for again. So the mele, now we learned in the previous siman that according to most poskim say that that's the shite of the Rashba and the Rambam. But the Shach says, no, the Rambam shite is not like that. Only the Rashba shite is like that. Alright, whatever. But we poskim, not like the Rashba. So we poskim that if a woman he bleeds. Bishas Vesto, she's a woman who has a vessel to Vua, so then we cannot be tailoring the market. So the Rambo says, here too, if she has a discharge of pieces, Yakushin Adumi, so then even if it doesn't dissolve in lukewarm water, we cannot. So she's Asur. So the question is, what kind of impairing does that have? So he needs to be shimpeitz mechalik yehoch mishad vesel vesel. We don't know you're feeling of his own tikei. Those of kibin rei dam mehetim kalim al makosu mishad vesel. Mitam dim loy kemi ki yefri al eilam. Abo hoch ari na rei dam. El dvom ni rei shim if he doesn't dissolve. So what if it's a period? So it's a period. But you didn't see dam. Abo hoch ari na rei dam. El dvom ni rei shim. Viu kratu mishad vesel kemo. Vitzor rei yun shum matosim mishifar abrach abrach. וזהו שאיר, הוא נראה כאילו שקראתם דין דם רק בריה, it's a new piece, it's not dam, Teila Bishasresto, the Abdabidam Makis Yol Rambam Rajbo, the Teila Bishasresto, the Kaimel and Vestes Rabbonon, the Koshin Gagam the Hilton. So it seems to be double portion like that, the Ravrone, like the Shah. So, how does the Ramon, now, the Tiras HaShlomi says a remarkable Pshat in the Ramon, and I don't know why that couldn't be the Pshat in the Ramon. Look in Osir Beis, in Tiras HaShlomi. Vidav Kedin Sheish Lovesed, Hashach Yisikal Din Zedek, in the Rei, Yalud Vom, in the Rei Yishin, Afilu Bishas Vesko Teiro, Vichin Kosa Bisei Vera Peravne, Vyevsha Vigam Daat Arabke, ומה שקוס אבידיו כדימי שו ושו 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 כוי אמה שקוס אבו לפני זה ואימבות כל דימו פעמים שוב יצור לכוי זה דהי נדאב כשלו עם שס ושו אבו ושס ושו בכל עניין אבו שוס בכל עניין צריך עובדי כאבו נבוד בשפחים ולא נרוח דעס הרב גם כנתם. In other words, so he says another pshat in the Ramon, and it could very well fit the words of the Ramon. So he says that the Ramon, when he says "vidavke biyisha b'sholisa desto," so it doesn't relate to the din of the mechaber in Sifrei, but it relates to what was mentioned just before. That. He said, "Go adin yismach o yinu chuktosos yichud itneil mi yinu chalidim bot kodimu poni." כל מה שרואה אתם ולא ימיוכו כבר שוב נצריך עוד ידי מה שיראי החכים כדר הזה שהריהות זה כושת דבורים באילו אם נדם רק בואים ממטה שבגופו. So in other words, suppose she had three times the discharge of these particles, of these pieces, three times, and every time she had the discharge of these pieces, she made this experiment. She dumped the pieces in the lukewarm water and it did not dissolve. Now, fourth time she has a discharge. She doesn't even have to bother and experiment whether it dissolves or not dissolves. Why? Because you can take it for granted that just as the three times before, so the pieces that she discharged, so did not dissolve the lukewarm water, so now it will not dissolve either. So the Rambam says, when do we say that the three times when she had a discharge of the pieces. So, and she experimented, and she observed that it doesn't dissolve. So the fourth time when she has the same kind of discharge, she doesn't even have to bother. And she can assume that just like the first three times, so it didn't dissolve, so this time it will not dissolve either. That's only if in the fourth time it was shaloi bishas vesto. But if in the fourth time, it is Bishas Vesto, and say woman was a vessel, let's say her period is on the 25th day. Now, she had three times, she had a discharge, and it didn't dissolve. But now, it has to be changed. Maybe since this time, the discharge took place on the day of her period, maybe it will dissolve. Maybe not. But suppose she did try the experiment, and it didn't dissolve, then it doesn't matter. Then she would then it because then it means she didn't see any dam. See a remarkable shot, as a matter of fact, considering the context of the Ramon, so it's more reasonable to assume that the Ramon, he says in Davko, relates the immediately preceding sentence, not that it relates to what the Mechaber says. According to the Shach's understanding of the Ramon, this Ramon's being at the end of the Hagoye really relates to the din in the Mechaber. Not, it doesn't modify the immediately preceding sentence, but according to the Tiras HaShlomi Pshat, it modifies, it relates to the immediately preceding sentence. So that means, according to Tiras HaShlomi, everybody agrees that if a woman has a discharge of pieces, Yafkushin Adonim or Cyrus, King Cyrus, and she puts these pieces in lukewarm water, it doesn't dissolve, she is muteres, even if it happened, bishatre. Alright. Now, I didn't discuss last time, because in this siman, the Chizkiyahu mentioned it, but there is a very important basic machlokes between the Neder Yehudah and the Tetar Shmuel. I mentioned that machlokes many times, Agabur. So, and that has to do also with this question, as to whether nidor, a woman becomes nidor only if she bleeds because of menstruation, but suppose she bleeds because of another reason, not because of menstruation, ovulation bleeding, or an ulcer in the moker itself, so then she doesn't become a nidor, or as the Rambam says, and as the Beis Yosef says, that since menstrual bleeding is also makom. It's a certain kind of makom. What happens when a woman menstruates? I mean, the veins start bursting. So, it's a makom. And what happens whenever you cut a finger? Also, the veins start bursting. So, you have the flow of blood. So, it is a makom, but it's a special type of a makom. It's a natural makom. This was installed in the nature of the woman. I mean, that every month she should bleed. But it's a makom. So maybe the Rambam says the makom from the mukher itself, she's a little more than that. Little that. All right. Now, and we saw that even though, I mean, so many assume that it's not a poshut, it's a makom. I mean, the amazing thing is there are so many young poskim who didn't learn the Gemara in the Sechas Nida with the Shemin and didn't go over all the Shemin, the Beis Yosef. But they look up in the Tshuva and then they pass. So, all these young poskim, so they pass if a woman has a makom, the doctor establishes she has an ulcer in the womb, so she would tell her by law. It's mamish, it involves a sophic is a cause. A sophic is a cause. According to the Taz, the halacha is like that. But according to the Yosef, definitely not. And we saw, even according to Ramo, it is only in certain situations, not damako in the mokia, so she's with that. All right. So there is a machlokes between the Yehude and the Tzaddik. Now the Shchanuch passes like Rabbi Yehude that the imsichas akeva b'leida. So if a woman discharges a heavy chaticho, not a small chaticho, but a heavy chaticho, so then she's neonido. Because imsichas akeva b'leida, so even if she didn't notice any dam, we still say there must have been a drop of dam. And she didn't detect it. So the Yehuda is a shayla, if a woman, let's say a doctor, inserted, I mean, this is a very common shayla today, if a doctor inserts an instrument into the uterus itself, so then the Yehuda passing, she has to count Zayinji, even if she doesn't, why? Because imsichas akeva b'leida. So he discusses. Maybe the imsichas akeva b'leida is only shayach when the imsichas akeva comes from within. Let's say in case when a woman has a miscarriage, when a woman discharges a certain chaticha, she aborts something. So mele, the psichas akeva comes from within. It opens up from within, from a certain pressure, a certain force inside the vagina. But when the doctor inserts a very bulky instrument into the uterus, so then the psichas akeva is from the outside. Maybe we don't say in such a case in psichas akeva v'dam. So it comes to the conclusion, it doesn't make any difference. So it doesn't make any difference whether it comes from within or whether the psichas akeva. So it comes from within or it comes from without. So as long as there is a psichas akeva, so then in psichas akeva v'dam. Unless he inserts a shiferes dak shevidaki. We see the lotion of the Mechaber. In Yechticho, the Yechendem Shigamozetzo, Dikob, Bishrio, in Yechticho, Ktano, Kishio, Shriferes, Kone, Dakshevidaki. Dakshevidaki. Because if it's not Dakshevidaki, if it's a bulky Shriferes, so then, if it's like a bulky Shriferes, here the Mechaber doesn't discuss the case where a doctor puts in a Shriferes. In other words, he discusses a case where the woman discharges a chaticho, and the chaticho tissue inside. So in the same way, if you take an instrument and you keep on rubbing against your finger, it will start bleeding. So here too, it started to bleed. It's not a menstrual allergy. I mean, of course, the swallow pshuto is like the tefarasamech. The swallow pshuto is like the tefaras, is like the tefarasamech. It's like the tefarasamech. So, why does the Yeshua, why does the Midrashuda say that she has to count Zayinji? She has to count Zayinji. So, it has to be explained in accordance with that principle. That we see the Raya Vechita is that the Dhammako in the Mokher itself, even though it's not a menstrual allergen, it's an ulcer inside the Mokher, so it's a need of the Raya. The Bais Yosef also says the same thing. Except that while the Raivet says it is the proportion of the Kviras, and the Bais Yosef Sloshin Efshar says, but he says the same thing. And the Ramor, so why it is assumed that the Ramor is Chilek, but we saw that the Ramor is not Chilek 100% on that. The one who is Chilek 100% on that thing is a Taz, not the Ramor, not the Ramor, because the Ramor says, the Afilu Roat so dumb. כל זמן שאחתיכם מסחית לשאלותיהו, ניתאוינון הדם בכביך זו, הויו וידינון ודאי שנקע מקירו, ומחמס מקל. So the Taz is massive and Ramon. So he says, why do you say machmas makel? If machmas makel, so then you don't have to resort to the fact that the mocker dropped, even if the mocker didn't collapse. Because it's the makel. Here now, the mokeya for this aloha is Rav Nishinche. And Rav Nishinche mentions, because it's not the rechirkach, it's an unnatural dishad. It's an unnatural dishad. But if it's mako, so then she's saying, oh, without recourse to the fact that it's not the rechirkach. So the Taz says, it's chirkan ramo. And he says, that here the aloha is, even if we know that the bleeding takes place because of menstrual allergy. But since the menstruation takes place in an unnatural way, because usually the normal way is that the mocker is in the place of the mocker, is in Tamar, and that drips down. But here the mocker is down in the Mizachitz. So the melee is in an unnatural way, even though but what's the pshat in Ramo? And Ramo in the Akimeiche. So he says both. Here he says Machmas Mako. And in the Akimeiche he says Machmas Mako and in the Rechirka. The combination. V'nira nisham ezu sho yodu ha-sheneka teiro v'chiriye me'acha she'in der Rechirka. Me'acha she'in der Rechirka. So apparently, even the Ramo agrees with the Shita of the Raya. Even the Ramo agrees with the Shita of the Raya. That even the Mako, if the Mako is in the Moker itself, so then she stay on. So the Melee, but in the case where the Moker dropped into the Bisachitzen, and then that, if from the Bisachitzen it started to drip down, so there, even though it's a result of the Mako, it's not a menstrual allergy. The doctor will not say that's menstruation. Is because there is a mako, but since the dripping, the dam comes from the original mokeya, except that the mokeya itself dropped. So mele, if not for the aloche of in derech yirikach, should be asur. So it's mashma. But suppose a woman, whose mokeya is being kemo. But she has an ulcer in the mokeya, and then that drips down. So according to Ramor, she will also be teor. According to whom would she be teor? According to Taz. Not according to Ramor. So in the way, the shita is not difficult at all. It's not difficult at all. Someone said, but it's not this bad. Someone said, that the pshat in the Yehuda is, since we say, I cannot lay down. So maybe if a doctor inserts an instrument into the uterus, so that provokes the menstrual flow. But if he has doctors, he'll say it's impossible. the insertion of an instrument in the uterus cannot in any way provoke an ensofa. But to bleed, why? Because it irritates the tissue of the uterus itself, the walls of the uterus. So the veins will burst, but it will not be a menstrual bleed. So what's the pshat? The answer is because of the Yehuda also holds that the halacha of nidah does not apply only to menstrual bleeding. Any bleeding that emanates from the mochia, any bleeding that emanates from the mochia now. So, but to say that in the Yehuda, the Yehuda Shita can only accord with the Shita of the Ramot, the Yosef and the Ramot, not with the Shita of the Taz. Well, from the Yehuda itself, it's mashma that he says that they call it everybody. I call it everybody. So, but the Taz definitely says that if there is a damakom, so then without recourse to Derech Yibikach, so in Derech Yibikach, so she does. That's what the Taz says. So we have to say that the Yehuda Shita is, in other words, why the Yehuda Shita is that there is a difference between Damako and the case where a doctor inserts an instrument into the uterus of the woman. In other words, if it's Damako, it's true. I mean, every Damido is a Damako. What is it? What is a mako? Every mako, without exception, means that the veins burst, open up. So then there is a flow of blood. So that menstrual bleeding is also a mako. But menstrual bleeding is a natural mako. That's the way it has to be. I mean, if it wouldn't be, it wouldn't be natural. That mako. Mashenkein mako, just because she has an ulcer, that's not a natural mako. It doesn't have to be that way. That in itself is a pathological condition. So Mimele, that's why she's not in the door. That's not in the door. But in the case where the doctor inserts an instrument, so what does he do it? Medically he does it. So it's a refuia to find out or to do certain things. So Mimele, it's considered like a natural mako. So the Mele, so the Yehuda Shita can accord even with the Taz. Of course, according to Ramo, true that it doesn't provoke menstruation, but the fact is that it does irritate the tissue in the mochia, and then it starts bleeding. So the Mele, so she's needle. But even according to the Taz, we could say, of course, according to the Ramo, so the Yehuda is being is mistaber, but according to the Taz, it's not mistaber. But in Yehuda, it seems the Yehuda said it according to everybody. Why? Because the reason is why, according to the Taz, so a damako, even the mokia she is the teres, even though every damido is a damako, but every damido is a special kind of a mako, it's a natural mako. If she will not have that mako, then it will not be natural. So Mimele, but the mako and ulcer, so that's not natural. Mashenkein, where the bleeding takes place as a result of refuah. So it's almost like a natural mako. So Mimele, she becomes an and the fascination. So we have to say that the fascination is heavy. And he says, even if she bleeds, so that's only the mako. So in other words, the fascination, apparently, passes like the Taz. Translation passes, not like the Yosef, and not like the Ramon. Of course, everybody says that the translation cannot accord with the Yosef, but no one says that it cannot accord with Ramon. Why? Because many Achaim assume that Ramon, Shiti is that Damako, even the Mokia, she's in terms of Bible, but we saw that it's not like that. It's the Taz who says, The damako that from the mokel itself, so you stay on that. All right, but this is a basic background. Now there are some rabboni, great rabboni, who are not chishish for the shite of the Yehuda, the why, the pastoral transformation. But it's hard to dematerialize transformation, because it seems to me that according to Rameau, so the Buddhist dreams is nada, according to Rameau. According to the Tal, so it's not something nada, so the transformation is a monster. All right. Now, there is, I don't want to start the next thing, but there is one other point that I want to discuss in regard to Shriferes. Sivgim, Hichliso Shriferes Veitzir Vedam Teor, and that is a bearing on the Psak by Rav Shmuel Neuerbach, which he already retracted. Hichliso Shriferes Veitzir Vedam Teor. So here we have him Achleikis, Achei. The Inkyonte, and the Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim was a Hasidic rabbi, but a great person. So they say one thing, and the Rav Shulchan Aruch and the Abu Nezer say something else. According to the Inkyonte and to the Divrei Chaim, Yichniso Shliferes Veyotzio Bodam Teiro. So they say not only if the Shliferes entered into the interest, but let's say, suppose here is the mouth of the uterus, and he puts in a Shliferes, and just the Shliferes is coextensive with the mouth of the uterus, but he doesn't enter the uterus. So the Yontef and the Durheim say she's also tail. As long, why is she tail? Because the dam that comes out does not come in contact with the organism of the issue. So maybe she's tail. So even if the Shriferes is coextensive with the walls of the vaginal canal and of the cervix, but doesn't enter into the uterus itself. So she's also tail. Why? Because in view of the fact that when the dam comes out, so the dam comes into the Shriferes, so the dam, no drop of blood touches the goof or Yisho, so maybe she is mutter. Then that's the kuli mentioned by Yonte, and the Divrei Chaim. But then there is a certain chumra. Suppose, let's say, if you put in the Shriferes into the woman, into the vagina, so sometimes you can put in the Shriferes and put it in so tight that it will press against the vaginal walls so that not a drop of blood will be able to penetrate between the vaginal wall and the wall of the Shriferes. Now let's say, if this is the Shriferes, let's say, suppose this is the Shriferes, and this is the Shriferes, and it's inserted into the vagina, and it rubs against the vaginal wall so much that when the dam comes out from the uterus, it only comes in here, into the tube itself, but it doesn't, not a single drop will drip here. But suppose it's not so deichik against, it doesn't press against the wall of the vagina to such an extent, and there is a little bit of looseness, so that if you drop, while the bulk of the dam will come inside the tube, so if you drop, you just drip down, you know, between the wall of the vagina and the wall of the tube. So then she has to walk. Because then this drop of blood, even if one droplet of blood just manages, you know, to drip down, because there is some vacant space minute vacant space. So if one drop of blood manages to drip down, instead of entering into the tube, into the tail of the tube, it drips down. This is the wall of the vagina, and this is the wall of the tube, and then one drop of blood drips down here. So this drop of blood touches the group of the Isha. So Melechis Asomir Eis. This is what the Nijonka says to the Rechaim. Now, and then another Kure that the Nijonka says. So that's a Kure. Then another Kure of the Nijonka and the Rechaim is, or the Rechaim is, that as long as the dam, the menstrual dam, does not come in contact with the Gufo Isha, even though the discharge doesn't take place as a result of the insertion of the Shabbat. The discharge takes place because she has the period. But in view of the fact that it doesn't touch the Gufo Isha, she's stale. She's stale. The Rav Shulchan Aruch, it's a very strange sheet, Rav Shulchan Aruch. That means I have to stay with it. I don't know why. I mean, it's a very strange cheating, the Rav Shulchan Aruch. In this simon. So the Rav Shulchan Aruch says that the whole halachah of Yichmishas v'Feres v'Yitziyah b'dam Teiror, and that's deduced from the pasuk, Dam Zeiro b'Zoro v'Lo'al v'Sheferes, only applies to a case where the discharge takes place as a result of the insertion of the Sheferes. In other words, if the Sheferes hadn't been inserted, then there wouldn't be any discharge. But why does the discharge take place? It's a very strange cheating. It's very strange cheating. So why does the discharge take place? Because an Sheferes was inserted. So then, that's the Gzeiras HaKosuv. Dam Zeiro b'Zoro v'Lo'al Sheferes. According to the Yontef and the Divrei Chaim, and that's the Pashtus. So the Gzeiras HaKosuv implies that in view of the fact that the dam doesn't come in contact with the Gufo Isha, it just enters into the tube. So the Meir she stay on the bio. She's Muteres. Even though the discharge takes place because, for the same reason, that the discharge takes place in every woman who menstruates. But according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, and Abu Nezer agrees with him, I think it's Samadalet, Shuga Samadalet, not Abu Nezer, I think so. Either Samadalet or Peidalet, I don't know, I don't remember. So one is Samadalet and one is Peidalet, I don't remember whether it's Samadalet in Yom Tov and Peidalet in Abu Nezer or vice versa. So he says, the only, the Gzeiras HaKosuv of Dam Zeiro b'Bzoro v'Lo'al Sheferes implies that when is a woman mayor, if the discharge takes place naturally by itself, but if the discharge is induced by the Sheferes, so then she's not mayor. So then she's not mayor. So the mayor, they say, Rav Shulchan Aruch says, that when is she Teiror, only if the Sheferes enters substantially into the uterus. So then it can induce the discharge. But suppose the Sheferes is just coextensive with the walls of the vagina and of the cervix, and just intends at the entrance of the uterus, but doesn't penetrate into the uterus itself, so then it couldn't induce the discharge. So then it means it got into the tube because she happened to have the period. She had the discharge. So in that case, she is asolva, naturally. Actually, Zalman Neuerbach Tzak, his Eitze, could only be true, could only make sense, according to the Shite of the Yomtev and the Rechai. But according to Rav Shulchan Aruch, it wouldn't make sense. Because when he suggested in order to enable a woman to conceive, and if the woman, once she has the period, so she bleeds, let's say, for 7 days, and then she has to count 7 clean days, so it will be the under ovulation period, so she'll never be able to conceive. So maybe that's the answer, that before she expects the period, so the doctor should put in his Sheferes, so maybe So Mele, and she will keep the Shveres inside while the flow continues, and after, with the flow subsides, and then she takes out the Shveres, and then she goes Tvile, you know, because she goes Tvile, but it will not be, it will only be in Tvile as far as the Din Deraisa is concerned, not as far as Din Rabbon is concerned. So, in other words, it's done in order to prevent the woman from becoming male as a result of the period that she naturally has, without being induced. So, male, my will have only the counter, according to the Rav Shulman. So, Rav Shulman Zalman Rabach was aware that his psak cannot accord with the shita of the Rav Shulman. So, in Rav he mentioned Rav Shulman and he says, he's dichet, and Rav Shulman she can use it, very strange. It's a very strange shita, because it's not much more like that. Yeah, according to Rav Shulman Aruch, so the only heter of the Chlisha Shiveres is if the discharge is induced by the Shiveres. Discharge is then, but there is a kula in the Rav Shulman Aruch shita also. Now I mentioned according to Yom Tev, suppose the Shiveres is inserted into the uterus itself, but it's not so dochuk. The Shiveres is not, doesn't press hard against the walls of the vagina. And in melee, there is a possibility that a few drops of blood, while the bulk of the blood will enter into the Shiveres, but a few drops of blood will just drip down between, in that space, between the walls of the vagina and the walls of the tube. The two. So then, according to the Yontef, as long as there is contact even with one drop, so she's male. According to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the important criterion is whether the flow was induced by Shiveres, so that even if he touches the Gufayish, or it wasn't induced. If it wasn't induced, then if he doesn't touch, so she's male. And if it was induced, even if he touches, that's not halacha. So both shittes have their kules and their lochmas. Of course, the Rav Shulchan Aruch shittes, even though the Alamis are agreed with that, it's a very strange shittes. It's a very strange. Rav Shulchan Zalman Rabach is also deichet, the Rav Shulchan Aruch shittes. Alright. I think that will be all. Alright. Now, so, for the next siman, now, we can't go over, the whole siman could be kept at one time.